pictures of one, pictures of two, pictures of one, pictures of two, pictures of one, pictures of you.
ended up badly. She loved her job, never was gonna quit. Check the bathroom mirror, fix her lipstick. Her papa didn't leave no number, when she was just a kid. She left me at my grandma's house in 1976 already. My jacket was warm, almost out of home, so close to family. But everywhere I told some kids would try to end me. Getting beaten up pretty bad, left in soccer field. Loud and trash the schools before my black eyes healed. There is nothing worse in life than the sight of you. She didn't want to be seen. Found her one day, a friend of hers called me. Said mama had it sort of rough. She'd been pushed around. One man lock you up, another man lock you down. You know how it is. You know how it is.
Podcast, the clatter that matters, heard at theunblinkingear.blogspot.com and available for free subscription via the iTunes store. My name is Paul Bruno, your host and curator, doing the podcast in a somewhat timely fashion, but about a month since our last one. And let me tell you what we just heard. We just heard from Plates of Cake with Papa Didn't Leave No Number. That is the latest entry in Unblinking Ears monthly Name Your Price digital download series called Office Supplies. It will also be the final entry in said series. We've been doing it for 1 year. Seemed like a good place to end it. Especially because the band was supposed to give me a song for next month. Whiffed. They did not have one ready. But that's okay. A year is a good place to end it. And for bands, if you're listening, who I've talked to about further entries, we'll be in touch with you soon. So don't worry. There's another project we'll be working on. Anyway, all the songs will be comped up on a cassette soon. For now, you can head on over to the Unblinking Ear Records Bandcamp, unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com, and download those songs, all 12 of them, at a price you set. Plates of Cake, hail from Brooklyn. They've been around since 2010. Put out a record earlier this year called Becoming Double. And that song they gave us, what a great way to end the series. A little mini rock opera there. Like five awesome power pop songs in 4.5 minutes. So great stuff from them. Couldn't be prouder. Part of that, we hear from Scupper with Everything. That's from a new, well, recent 7-inch. Came out back in May on the Ever Never label. Second single from Mike Jansen and company. And funnily enough, I should say, I was looking over my notes. So I was writing notes for this, and the last time, or the first time they put out a single, their first 7-inch, Scupper needed a bassist and drummer. But not anymore. Now they are a full band, gigging around NYC regularly, so go check them out. Before that, Real Numbers with New Boy. That's from their debut LP, Wordless Wonder, which will be out on the Slumberland label next month. Very soon, October 7th, the release date on this. But I saw Real Numbers this past weekend, and they had copies for sale of this LP. So if you do see them live, you can probably pick it up a bit ahead of the street date. This Minneapolis band put out a series of great singles over the past couple years. Finally have a full-length, long-playing vinyl. Lovely white vinyl on this, too. Before that, Heavy Times, Edge of the Night. That's from a 7-inch called Dancer. Came out on the Randy Records label a couple months ago. Second 7-inch of the year from this Chicago band. Both 4-song EPs, both excellent. I'm sure at least one of them will be on my best of the year list for singles. Maybe both. They're both really great. Prior to that, Chuck Race with Pictures of You. That's from their second LP called Around the House. Just came out on the Trouble in Mind label. First US release for this Melbourne, Australia band. And they are on tour in the US this month, I believe. They'll be in New York City next week and at Gonerfest soon after that. For those of you going, I am sadly unable to go. Couldn't get the time off work. And I'm pretty broken up about it. So if you're at Gonerfest, I don't know, lay off the social media so I'm not upset. Actually, don't do that. I just won't look at social media that weekend. At the top of the set, we heard from CCTV with Wind Up Dead. That's from a new tape called 7-inch Piece of Paper and Audio Cassette Tape, which I guess is their way of saying it's a cassette version of the 7-inch. That's a tour tape that came out on their own Christy Califoni label. And I don't know where they were on tour, but I don't think anywhere around here was hearing anything about that. CCTV, hail from Indiana, feature members of the Coneheads. There's a New York City band with the same name, unrelated. I don't know how they are, but I know the Indiana one awfully good. Anyway, that is it for this, for that set. Why don't we get back to the music? Here's something new from Bad Sports here on the Unblinking Ear Podcast.
I'm losing it, and I don't think I'm not choosing it. I'm losing it, and I don't think I'm not choosing it. Make sure my entrance is grand, but I forgot what I came for. I knew what to say, now it won't come off the tip of my tongue. And when you try to say what you really mean, it goes over my head. Subconsciously, the way I must want to be seen is to be brain dead. Maybe it's a disease that I'm about to recover, or a phase or a stage that I needed, and I'll just snap out. Sorry, were you talking to me? What you said went by, I'm afraid. Move in with me, I want you to see how I spend my days in a daze. I'm losing it, and I don't think I'm not choosing it. I'm losing it, and I don't think I'm not choosing it. There won't be any more light bulbs above me. It's been so long since I pulled a rabbit out of the hat. There's no point in shooting straight from the hip. I'm thick as a brick. Too old for me to be a teenage lobotomy. So what's gonna happen to me? I'm losing it, and I don't think that I'm not choosing it. I'm losing it, and I don't think that I'm not choosing it. I'm losing it, and I don't think that I'm not choosing it.
It's a turn off, it's a rip off, and it's on me.
You're listening to the Unblinking Ear Podcast, and we just heard from David Nance with Fully Automatic. That's from the LP More Than Enough, out now on the Bada Bing label. Second LP from this Omaha, Nebraska musician. Second proper LP, I should say. We also released a bunch of tapes and CDRs. Saw him play full band last month. Pretty great stuff. I'm pretty psyched on this guy and this record, so follow my advice if you'd like and check it out. Prior to that, Small World Experience with Vow of Silence. Oh no, that's not the song I played. I played Losing It. That's from the album Shelf Life, recently reissued by the Silt Breeze label. As I type in Losing It there. It's a reissue of a 1994 release from this Australian band. First time on vinyl, only came out on CD back in 94. And I totally missed this in 1994 when I was buying many, many records. But I was buying a lot of records on Silt Breeze as well, so did Silt Breeze miss it too? Why didn't they issue it in the US then? I don't know, but it makes me feel a little better if they missed it. Because if they hadn't, I probably would have heard it then. Right? Right. Before that, Cruel Summer with Crazy, a cover of a Pylon song. That's from my new 7-inch called Around You, Around Me. That's new on the Grabbing Clouds label. Second release from the San Francisco band, put out a 12-inch a couple of years ago. And as long as we're on the subject of Pylon, I will tell you that Pylon Reenactment Society is playing next week, September 24th at Monty Hall in Jersey City, along with Unblinking Ear Records' own Big Quiet. So please do come to that show if you are so inclined. Pylon Reenactment Society's Vanessa from Pylon and a bunch of people not in the original Pylon, but playing Pylon songs. I guess she just didn't want to call the band Pylon and feel like she was false advertising, but close enough for me. Before that, the OCs with Ticklish Warrior. That's from their new album, A Weird Exits. Kind of an odd, grammatically incorrect title to say. That's new on Castle Face. I read somewhere this is their 11th LP. I counted 14, but who can really say? They're so prolific. At the top of the set, Bad Sports with Done to Death. That's from a new 7-song 12-inch EP called Living with Secrets. As I knock into the microphone, that's new on the Dirt Nap label. Bad Sports feature members of OBN3's Video and Radioactivity, and this might be their best record yet, this little 12-inch 7-song EP. Just really great stuff. Super impressed with this. I like their prior records, but this one I like best. Anyway, that is it for this edition of the podcast. I will let you know. You can rate and review the podcast on iTunes, the iTunes store. That's always appreciated. You can follow me on Twitter at Unblinking Ear, and check out Office Supplies on unblinkingear.bandcamp.com. There will be some new unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com, I should say, and there will be some new stuff from Unblinking Ear Records coming up very shortly in the pipeline, so get hyped for that, I guess. I'm going to leave you here with a song from Bummer's Eve. They released their self-titled debut album earlier this year on the Almost Ready label. Been meaning to play it, just never got around to it on this podcast. And yeah, they hail from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm finally playing it. So here's Bummer's Eve. Close us out with I Want Your Drugs. Thank you for listening, everybody, and take care.